Okay. So welcome to your first group call, and I welcome all of those people that are new to my work. So welcome. Namaste. I'm so happy to have you guys here today. My name is Dipal Shah, and I am a medical intuitive teacher, author, and speaker. And today we're going to dive into a very sensitive topic, sexual trauma. And, you know, whether or not you've been through some form of sexual trauma in this life, and you're thinking, well, this doesn't pertain to me, you know? I want you to think about that maybe you're feeling an energy, an odd energy, an energy that just didn't resonate with you, that makes you feel like you've been violated. Okay, so I want you to think about what makes you feel violated if you haven't been through some kind of physical trauma, and that's okay. Maybe in a past life or another parallel life, you're feeling this energy through that. So the way I do my work is I do work with my guide team, and I work with your guide team to clear energy. I may use toning or angel language, light language, to clear the energies because I have to resonate with the frequency of that physical, that psychic attack in order to clear it and bring in the light. And that's what I'm here to do. That's what I'm guided to do. That's how I do my work. So if you all are okay with that, I'm here for you and at your service. So this call, again, is sexual trauma, and that's what we're going to be clearing. So we're going to be addressing this very sensitive topic. And for a lot of you, like I said, whether or not you've incurred it, maybe in some part of your life, past lifetime, this was the case. So, you know, sexual trauma is very, very common, especially young age, you know, children. And for some people, even as adults. And it could include any form of sexual violation, leaving you feel violated, like somebody interrupted that energy. I have had people feeling violated even after they've gotten a divorce or by other people who are violating into their energy field. And they feel it. So if you are one of them, this form of violation is the most intimate and arguably the most profound of all violations that a human being could experience. Sexual abuse in any form is traumatic and often confusing. And it leaves you with all these feelings that come back to you in the future. They cause triggers where you start blaming yourself, feeling guilty. You become more introverted. And there's so many other feelings and emotions that can happen during this time. And maybe you don't realize it, that it's due to a childhood sexual trauma, where these feelings are coming from, where the depression's coming from, where the sadness and frustration and anger is coming from. For me, it was control and anger. And betrayal and abandonment and all those things that just come together and give you this personality that you think you are, this moodiness. And many other things. So I want you to take this time and let's just allow yourself to release during this next hour because a lot of stuff will be coming up. So let's start by closing your eyes and just relaxing your body. And I'm going to go ahead and ground your energies. And I want to talk to your mind, body, and soul and spirit right now, your entire being, everything that makes you, you. I want you to know that you're safe. The guides have made this place a safe, enlightened place for you today. And for each one of you, I can see the guides just holding you in their arms. So allow them to hold you and guide you. So I'm going to start by clearing the space wherever you're at, whether you're at home, at work, in your car, wherever you're at. I'm going to go ahead and clear the space so you feel the safety and feel your guides or know that they're there. Allow this energy to move through you, clearing away all low vibrations that are surrounding you, your space. Allow it to be cleared. And take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And let's start off by clearing your energy field. All the energies that you've gathered throughout the day, whether they're yours or someone else's that got stuck in your field. All the thoughts, feelings, emotions. Let's just clear them now. Let's go ahead and clear fear, blame, guilt. That's coming up very strong. diving deeper and clearing the wounds. Wherever your wounds have embedded in your body, let's clear them now. Clearing the wounded energy that the soul and spirit took on. Release it now. Allow yourself to let go. It's okay. Feel it in your heart. Clearing through the second chakra, that entire pelvic area, from the bone to the glands and the organs within that pelvic space. Clearing all implants, curses, entities, and black magic. Within that space, and if you would like, you can always put your hand in the spots of your body that I mentioned. It may make you feel safer to do that. So I'm going to do some extra clearing here because this is a very, very, very right now. I feel like it's very dense. The energy is very, very dense right now. So I'm just going to spend more time in clearing through the red blood cells because there's some memory stored there. And in the bones, the structure, that pelvic structure, that entire sacrum going into the tailbone. And I'm going to open up that first chakra to allow that energy to diffuse out through the first chakra too. And the third, everywhere where you feel self-doubt, lack of self-esteem, self-confidence, everything that was taken away from you. Let's clear all three chakras now. Grounding your energies, as I know some of you just don't want to be here. So let's ground your energies because it's really important that you are present and that you are here for this clearing because you've been waiting for this for so long. Let's ground those energies, asking Mother Earth to support you now as I open up the channels under your feet, clearing your heart space, clearing the pain and betrayal through the heart wall. And I'm going to go up to the brain area, going to the hippocampus, where all the memories are stored. Let's go ahead and clear any post-traumatic stress that has integrated within the cells of the brain, within the neurons, within the neural pathways. And as I'm working on your brain, other parts of your body that have been violated is calling out now for clearing. So I'm going to go ahead and clear all those areas. That was a huge clearing. And if that made you feel dizzy, please let's ground your energies again, because it definitely made me feel all the things that you guys are feeling, and very dizzy and nauseous. And it's okay. Just open your eyes. Let me ground your energies. You're safe. You're safe. You're just letting go all the stuff that you've been holding on to. It's okay. Remember, you have one guide that's there, that's supporting you, hugging you, holding you in their arms through this process. Put your hand on your heart so that you can feel safe. Put your arms around you like you're hugging yourself if you need to. Because as I go deeper now, I'm going to clear the energy of the person or people that violated you, the entity that seeped within you through contact. Opening up that heart space again. You may be coughing. You may feel like you're choking up a bit, but let me help you release that energy. From your stomach and up. Let's go. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Yeah. Let's go ahead and balance all your chakras. bringing you into balance, bringing your whole being into balance. Feel everything coming together. Feel the lightness, feel the love, feel the freedom surrounding you in a beautiful bubble of light. And so it is. Thank you to you. Thank you to your guide team. Thank you to my guide team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. You can open your eyes if your eyes were closed. Okay, very good. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take questions. We're going to do Q&A. So if you would like, what I'm going to do is another 30 minutes of Q&A and try to get to as many of you as I can. Star 2 to raise your hand, okay? For those of you who are on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. And I'm not sure if the web callers can put in a question in the Q&A or raise their hand. I'm not really sure. But definitely Q&A. I will answer questions there too and do mini readings. And I'm going to also do mini readings here. If you press star 2, I will be more than happy to work with you, okay? And so let me just point out a couple of things while you guys come back to reality. And before I do questions, I do want to let you know that I do have a couple of things that are coming up. And there is a mentorship project that starts May 1st. If you would like to train as a medical intuitive, I am starting that May 1st. It is a six-month program. So if you're interested, please email me at deepashah@anandaforlife.com because the prices do go up on April 13th. And we do have a couple more spots available. So if you are interested, do not wait, okay, because they will fill up. The other thing is, let's see. So in the email that you're going to be receiving after this call, you will receive the replay in about 2 hours, probably 2-3 hours. And within the replay, you will receive also links to the next calls, group calls. If you have not registered, make sure you do register for those calls, okay, just so that you get the call-in information. You will also receive the mentorship information. You will also receive a special offer to book a one-on-one session. Take advantage of that, okay? That price has never been given before, so take advantage of that. All right, let's go to the Q&A. And when I answer these questions for you guys and do mini healings, these healings are for everyone, okay? If your body needs it, your body will clear it. Okay, so let's go ahead, and I'm just going to go to the Q&A really quick and answer a few things there. Maria, Deepal, please clear the energy imprint from when I was a little child. I often went to the neighbor's house where two older men would, I don't remember exactly, and in grammar school, one of the boys would feel us up and for others in the group with a similar issue. Yes, Maria, thank you so much for being here. And let's go ahead and clear these energies. Let's go ahead and clear this for you. And please, Maria, do listen to this recording again if you need to. I know I cleared a lot of the areas, but let's go over to your uterus because your uterus is calling out to me. So I'm just going to clear the lining of the uterus. Okay, let's go ahead and clear that lining. And if anybody else has energy stuck here, let's go ahead and clear that. Going deep within the cells. Okay, it's almost like pins and needles in your uterus. Let's go ahead and remove them. It's like as if somebody was poking on them and creating holes in the uterus. And let me go ahead and repair it. Let's give it new light and new birth. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, Maria. Please let me know how you're doing. Jennifer, hi, people. Please, may I have a scan? Thank you. Yeah, Jennifer, so in the back of your head, I'm feeling like an implant there. I'm going to go ahead and clear this. I don't know what's been going on lately in the last few weeks, but something's come up for you. So let's go ahead and clear this implant that's sitting there. It just started activating. Must have been dormant for a while, but let's go ahead and open that up, that channel up. And let's go ahead and clear that. Okay, there you go. Let's see if that released that pressure that I was feeling. I don't know if you had any pressure there, but there was definitely some pressure back there. All right, let's go ahead and see who else has questions. And I'm going to go to the call. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're just joining us, guys. All right, let's see. Okay, 323 area code. I'm going to unmute you, Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Hi, Deepa.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm very drowsy after the
yeah.
work.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what's going on?
Well, I'm actually having some pain in my right hip, but that's really, I'm going to throw that up there, but that's, I also just booked a session with you for later this month. But my question is, I don't have any memories of sexual abuse. I did marry someone who has now passed away who very unfortunately, was very inappropriate with a family member.
Mm.
And I guess mainly I'm wondering if you could do a scan to see, I wonder sometimes if I have, if there are memories, maybe from another lifetime.
Yeah.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something stuck.
Yeah, there is something. So did you go through a whole forgiveness process too? Like, have you done that?
Well, I've gone through the grieving process, and I intellectually I understand Do you know some of the psychological stuff of why that happened?
Right.
So I feel like I've gone through some of it. Yes, I don't feel like I blame him, though. I don't have the relationship with my family that I did at one time.
Right.
That's not resolved.
Okay, so let's go ahead and clear. I sense a curse. I sense a curse, and I'm sensing still that forgiveness amongst the family. And also this person, was he not already part of the family, right? You said it was somebody close, you said, but was he not part of the family? Was he an outsider?
My husband?
Or was he a member? Oh, it was your husband, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, so let me go ahead and see. Okay. So let's go ahead and see where this energy is. I want to go ahead and clear the curse first.
Thank you.
And for you, subconsciously, you still have that, like, ugh, like, I'm not really sure, like, you know, the questions of why, because you want to be close to your family. You want to have that relationship with them. You want to be part of a tribe like we all do, right?
Absolutely.
And your family is a tribe.
Yes, and we're small. So we're a very
yeah.
small tribe.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and remove the curse and reconnect all of you. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
Let's go ahead and clear that vibrational link. Let's clear that past life link, because this person was in your life in a past life, and they did have a relation with the person in this life that went through the trauma. Let's bring in the light, bringing all of you together, bringing forgiveness into this space. Oh, yeah. Bringing the light down. The light of forgiveness and the light of unity. Thank you. Thank you to your guides. Thank you to my guides. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very nice. I think everybody needed that one, Kim, so thank you, thank you.
People, thank you so
yeah.
much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. You're so welcome. Just to allow that energy to just work through you, okay? And allow those emotions to just flow. Okay? And email me. Email me in the next few days, okay? In the next 24 hours or so. I want to see how you're doing.
Thank you, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're welcome. Oh, love you too, sweetie. Okay. Hmm. Okay, so let's see. Area code 269. I'm going to unmute you from Kalamazoo.
Hello, yes, hi, it's Kay.
Can you hear me? Yes, I could. How are you?
I'm good. I had a little breakdown recently, and I was so I'm glad I signed up for this. So it was between me starting the classes. But what it is this is what I need. I have an ex-boyfriend, my very first boyfriend. He was drunk one night. He forced himself on me. And the crazy part is this happened 27 years ago. He recently reached out, and I still talk to him. So I'm okay with talking to him now, but every so often I still go back to that dark place. But this is the key. I want to make sure you hear it all real quick.
Yeah.
And after him, every guy that I went out with, even my ex-husband, they all cheated on me. I mean, I have not had a relationship with a man that has not cheated on me, and now I'm single. So I don't know what I'm doing to myself that's blocking me, and why do I still talk to people who hurt me in the past? Something's wrong with that picture, but anyway, I had a little breakdown recently because of this situation. So
yeah, I completely get it. Let me tune in a little bit because I was getting so much information that it kind of it's all together now. Okay, so you're very easily forgiving, you know,
all right,
and you try to please. You seem like a people pleaser. And it seems hard for you to kind of back away or create boundaries. And this energy just feels like it's in your back. It's like you try too hard, but yet you're not trying hard enough. If that makes any sense. I don't know where that came from. But you're bringing in what happened was when that trauma happened, you lost a piece of yourself. And so it was almost like there was a walk-in that was about to come in, but you stayed. Okay, you did push that walk-in away. However, the energies that are around you in your field have that energy of, I don't trust you, and so therefore people cheat on you because of your own pain and trauma that you had been through. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the trust is huge. And so there's an implant within your body right now, and it's almost like it's outside of your field as well as within your body, and there's some holes and tears as well. Do we have a session together, or did we have one?
No.
Okay. So let's see how much we could do right now to help you, okay? And if we need to do more work, then just make sure to take advantage of the session, okay?
Okay.
Let's go ahead, and I just want to go in, and let's go ahead and clear the post-traumatic stress. Even though you're able to talk to him now, it's like putting something under the rug. I don't know if you addressed the situation with him yet and how it made you feel.
I did. He apologized.
And he did apologize.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something inside of you that's still like, yeah, but that shouldn't have happened, you know?
That's right. It shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because it resulted in a baby that I did not keep, so that made things even worse, but yeah.
Yeah. See, that's what. Okay, so this implant, let me go ahead and clear it. okay, let's go ahead and clear the one on the outside of the field, and let's go ahead and it's almost like stripping it down. All right, let's put in the light. Let's fill up that hole with light. Let's go to the heart wall. Let's clear the implant there. Let's go to the subconscious mind, clear the implant there. And let's go to the pelvis. Clearing, clearing, clearing. Just scooping them up and out. Let's just strengthen that energy field. Okay. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Okay, how do you feel?
I just feel. Yeah. I have tingles all over my and stuff.
All right, just feel into that. And then what I want you to do is use the letting go, the art of letting go today, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll really help.
Did you get whatever was in my back? You are right. I keep back aches. That's what was back
Your
there.
Your back aches, yeah, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I could feel it. I could feel it more on your right side, a little bit towards the mid-back, but a little bit further down. So, yeah. See how you do in the next 24 hours. And then, and then we could work some more, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, let's see. I'm just going to take a few Q&A. Jean says, I can't be here, but can you work on me? Let's see, Jean. Let's go clear the implants. Let's go ahead and clear. There's an entity sitting there on the right side of your shoulder. It feels like it. It's going inside of that shoulder. This is affecting the heart space. Okay, let's go ahead and clear this out. Beautiful. There you go, Jean. Yep, there you go. It's all kind of like just oozing out and transmuting. Beautiful. Let that go. All right. Robert, hi, people. I've been experiencing panic attacks that often come when I'm sleeping. Can you tell me if they are connected to a psychic attack? So, Robert from Miami, welcome. Nice to have you here, sweetheart. Those panic attacks are the fear of you letting go because you've been holding on to this energy for so long. So I'm going to work within your brain, the limbic system, and I'm also going to work on the balancing the right and left hemispheres. And that area of anxiety, and it's coming from a fear-based center within the limbic system, okay? So I'm just going to work on that, and I'm also going to work on the first chakra because a lot of anxiety is built up there too. So what I want you to do is when this anxiety or panic attack comes up, I want you to tell yourself, okay, I'm not letting my mind take over my body. And that's the mantra I want you to use. That I do not give my mind the authority to take over my body. I am here. I am grounded. I am no longer afraid. And let's go ahead and clear what's showing up in your energy field because it's also showing up right there, right in the front of your forehead, right there. There is a psychic attack right there. So let's go ahead and pull it out. Hashia. Very good. Very, very good. Hashia. Woo. There you go. Bringing sleep, bringing calm, nice sleep, deep sleep within you, peaceful sleep for you. Asking the guides to shed some light, shed all their light upon you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all the guides that are showing up. Thank you. This is so beautiful, guys. And I hope you're feeling it too, because I sure am. Let's go ahead and ground everyone's energies. Grounding, grounding, grounding. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Star 8 to raise your hand, guys. I'm going to stay on the phone for another 5-10 minutes. Let's see how this goes, okay? Let's see. Seven area code, Fairfield.
Hello.
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 Yes,
hi, people.
Hello.
It's Amber from the live yesterday.
Oh, hi, Amber.
I was one of those abused by my father from 2 to 9, and that was incredible. I bawled. It was a deep seated bawling.
Yes, that call with was it yesterday? Were you on the call yesterday? You said
I had commented
in,
and you had commented
on
my
Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, I felt that energy so strong, and I was so guided to do that that for everybody, because everybody has been through something. You know, and it's just unfortunate, and I'm glad you had a release.
I did. I was hoping you could scan because it has been throughout my bloodline, and my brother is in prison for having done something to his own child, too. So I just wanted to scan to kind of see if there's something that can be cleared, maybe, and see if there's something
definitely
going on.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing, because he's an old soul, actually. And he did something to you as well as his child. Is that correct?
My father did things to me and my brother. And then me and my brother went to my mom's house to our other brother and did things to our brother. And then that brother grew up and did things to – it's horrible. I've been a nightmare throughout our family, and I don't think it's just this lifetime.
Yeah. It is. It's definitely an ancestral thing, and it's coming in from, let me tell you, how far it goes.
My father had it happen from his father.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So let's see, ancestral lines. Let's see what numbers come up so we could start clearing from there. 16, 12, 10, 8, 6. 4, 2, 1, okay, and 3 is also popping up, so there's quite a bit. So let's start with the 16, and I'm going to be moving forward to clearing that ancestral link, that vibrational link. And it is almost like it's a curse. It's a very deep curse. This has been going on through lifetimes and lifetimes, where you all have been linked together. You all, the men in the family have made this contract of this kind of behavior, okay, and with each other and with others in the family. Like, they keep it in the family, it seems like, yeah?
Yeah, and I feel like I'm here to break it.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and clear this. Anyone, let's clear all vibrational. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Hold on. Like, so much information is coming. The vibrational links, clearing family lineage, going all the way to the ancestral line of the number 16. And let's go ahead and clear now. Clear, cancel, delete, clear, cancel, delete, clear, cancel, delete. You definitely are a warrior and a leader, that's for sure. You've got this encasement on you of a warrior, and you're ready to fight this battle. You're ready to take it to the next level. And let's go ahead and strengthen you. Let's go ahead and strengthen you and your ability. Let's go ahead and clear the contracts. And I want to give everyone who's been affected the strength to be free. Free of this contract. Free of this behavior. They think they need to carry forward. It's almost like a trophy for them. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was guided to stand up and burn my Palo Santo. And thank you.
Good.
That was beautiful. Good. Thank you. You made headway for my life path and journey.
Oh, You're so welcome.
You broke my family from a horrible curse, and thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. So just breathe and allow this energy to work for you. Beautiful. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for being here, sweetie.
Thank you. And I will email you. I will communicate with my brother from and ask him how he's been feeling. And I will.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear it. Yes.
And I want no idea what even took over him. It happened once.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He told the truth, and he doesn't even know. And him, somebody was trying to do some healings around that time, Reiki, and I think it just shook some things up.
It's
another testament to being careful what kind of energies you play with.
Oh, definitely. I get that all the time, like energies from, other healers and and attachments and, you know, things happening everywhere. Yeah, definitely being careful and cautious and seeing what really resonates with you and who resonates with you, you know, using that heart energy. Yeah.
I feel like you and I just completed a soul contract, and I'm so grateful to you.
You are so welcome, sweetheart. You're so welcome. I'd love to see you in the mentorship program. I think you would be a powerful healer.
I've been eyeing it. I have a 15-minute call with you to check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I'll let you
all
go
right,
so you can
sweetheart.
Have somebody else. Thank you.
Yes, sweetheart. Bye-bye. All right, guys. So, because I just love doing healings, let's see. Cassie, I've been feeling negative negative energies attacking energy in my mid-back, rib cage, and chest area. Could you see what's there to clear it? Yeah, Cassie, and I saw your message earlier, and gosh, all I could feel is that there was something, whether in a past life or this life, that intruded into your body and up in through your heart space and up to your throat. So it's like right there in that area. So I'm going to go ahead and clear this. Okay, there you go, sweetheart. See how that energy feels? It released very quickly. So notice how that feels. There should be a vibration there, right at the thymus. Okay, all right. Vernon says, I felt like my entity was removed from my pineal gland. Very good. Yay, I'm so happy. So happy. Tara, yes, you can ask questions here. Okay. So let's see. I'm just going to go back to the callers. And there is an anonymous web call. Hello? I don't know what number it is. Hello, hello? I have unmuted you. Hello? Okay. So I'm going to lower your hand, and if you raise your hand again, I'll come grab you. Let's see. All right, let's take one more. All right, 608 area code from Wisconsin Dells.
Hi, Deepal.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Katharina.
Hi, Katharina.
I have to apologize because I got on the call late, so I'm hoping that's okay. I just got on the tail end, so I don't know what I missed, if I missed any protection or anything like that. Is it okay that I got on just, it was like right at the part where he said, okay, put your hand on your heart.
Yes. You know what happens on these calls, and this is for everyone. Everyone who signs up for my packages, okay, the energies already start to work on you guys, okay, right as soon as you sign up. And it doesn't matter, but it just does start working, whether you believe it or not, but it does start working. And whether or not you are on the group calls or not, the guide teams already know who's already purchased the package, okay? And so they start working on them.
Oh, okay.
So
then
yeah.
Would I need to go?
And you may have been feeling something. Well, and you may have been feeling something, and you were maybe guided, like, I've got to get on this call. So I'm glad you're here. What could I help you with?
Thank you. Well, just was going to ask you, would I go back and re-listen to the replay then, or is that not even necessary?
Yes.
Because, yes.
You could. I think you should. Because you know what? Sometimes people just need that verbal safety, security feeling because they want to listen, like, okay, what was cleared? You know, even though it's all in the energies, but our minds just work that way. You know, we want to know. We have a knowing, you know. But if you don't feel like listening to the replay, that's fine. Perfectly fine.
Oh.
Just notice what
shifts
you feel. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. Was there anything specific that you wanted to discuss?
Well, I guess this is on sexual trauma, so there was a rape in my young teenage years, and then as a real young girl, there was some molesting going on, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling a father figure.
Are you?
Was there somebody who was like a father figure to you or your own father?
Not that I have a recollection of. I know there was one incident when I was really young and I was sleeping and I was in bed. I don't even know how old I was, but I remember waking up with my panties off and feeling really dirty, but I don't have any recollection of anything before then. It seemed like my dad was having a card party or something like that night, but that's not the incident that I was really referring to, although that may be in there. I don't know what happened, but I know as a very young child I had a real
I feel like that needs to be cleared first. So let's go ahead and clear that energy. I'm feeling it in three spots. It's like entities. There's three entities in three different spots. Let's go ahead. It's in your digestive tract. Now remember, digestive tract goes from where? Mouth to the anus. Any of those areas that were affected need to be cleared, okay? So that's
okay.
What we're going to go ahead and clear, guys. In your nervous system, your spine's holding on to these energies. You might feel a vibration. If you're sensitive, you may feel your heart palpitating. Let's clear the holes and tears within the first layer of your energy field, the second layer of your energy field, the sixth layer of your energy field, clearing the cords of all those intruders, cutting them, clear, cancel, delete, cut, clear, cancel, delete, cut. There's one in the back of your head, back of your heart, and lower part of your spine, like the tailbone area. Cutting all those cords now. Filling the space up with light. Whew. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Dipal. I have an appointment set. I think it's not until May.
Okay. I know I'm so booked and I'm so sorry, guys. It has been an amazing journey, and I really do look forward to helping each and every one of you. So just hang on tight and use the MP3s, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, let me go ahead and put you on mute, and thank you again for being here, sweetie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you who did not get a one-on-one, there is a lot of people on this call. However, the energies do work for everyone, as I did do one-on-ones with some of you. Those energies work for everyone that needs it. Okay, so remember that. Listen to the recording. Allow your body to clear. We still have two more group calls. One is coming up Monday, and then another one is on the 29th. So, you know, come show up. Let's clear these things, and let's bring out our freedom. Let's bring out the peace within us, and allow the guides to work with you. Allow them to hold you. As you listen to the MP3s or any of these recordings, allow them to hold you. Just set the intention so that you feel safe, okay? So I want to thank each and every one of you. Again, if you are interested in any of the mentorship programs or a one-on-one, please do sign up for or email me at deepalshaw@anandaforlife.com, and I will be happy to assist you, okay? So thank you again, and namaste.